Shalom, Rabbi Goldstein. How are you?
Hello. Thank God, Ilan. And how are you?
I'm fine.
So you recuperated from all the holidays?
We are recuperating. Yeah.
I hope you had a nice Simchat Torah.
We had a very nice Simchat Torah. I heard the Simchat Torah, the Shah, was amazing too.
It was absolutely beautiful. So it was nice. You know, we danced on the street. We showed our Jewish pride, and all the cars driving by were stopping and looking, and it was nice. And we had a lot of food and a lot of l'chaim.
L'chaim is good, and food is good too.
Yeah. And now we're on to back to regular daily life. You know, it says right after Simchat Torah, it said
Yaakov Halach.
That's right. Yaakov Halach LeDarko, and Jacob went on his way. In other words, now we start. We've got to take all the spiritual insights that we had from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Simchat Torah, and Sukkot, and help us throughout the whole year.
Yeah, that fills us with energy.
That's right. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And now we start all the parshot. We start everything from the beginning again.
Yeah.
So we're starting all over again. And this week's Torah portion is Noah.
So Noah was Ish Tzadik.
Ish Tzadik. Tamim Hayah B'Dorotav. He was Tamim is a pure, simple man. And it's interesting, if you go and look at this week's Torah portion, God instructs Noah, the only righteous man in a world, consumed by violence and corruption, to build a large wooden teva, an ark, coated within and without with pitch, and because a great flood is going to wipe out all the life from the face of the earth.
Yeah. Reboot.
That's right. Yes, it's true. Reboot, right. Mm. But the ark will float upon the water, sheltering Noah and his family, and the two members, a male and a female, of each animal species. Now we see that the rain falls now for 40 days and nights, and the waters churn for about 150 days more before the calming and it's beginning to recede. And what is the famous mountain that the ark settles on? Is on Mount Ararat.
Yeah.
And then from there, Noah dispatches a raven and then a series of dogs to see if the water has receded and it is safe to come out. So Noah builds, and after he comes out, he builds an altar and offers sacrifices to God. And God swears never again to destroy all of mankind because of the deed. And what does he do? He sets the rainbow as a testimony of his new covenant with man. Mm-hmm. So it never said that God is not going to bring floods and tornadoes and tsunamis. God's commitment was that he would never destroy all mankind for what they do. And the Torah portion concludes in that this Torah portion about the chronologically of the 10 generations from Noah to Abraham, later known as Abraham, mm-hmm. and in the later journeys from his birthplace, Ur Kasdim, to Haran, and then on the way then to the land of Canaan. Now, when the rain first fell at the beginning of the flood story, Noah is described as a man of little faith, waiting for the waters to reach his knees before finally entering the ark, because once the rain came, he didn't run straight into the ark. He waited.
Yeah.
And being that Noah had, at God's behest, dropped everything and spent the last 120 years building an enormous ark, and the reason why it took him so long, as the commentaries explained, was because that he should give the opportunity for the people to say, hey, what are you doing? Why are you building something like that? So big, for what? That he should be able to tell them, hey, you better watch out. What you are doing, God is going to destroy you. Obviously, no one listened to him. So, if you see that he spent the last 120 years building an enormous ark, to call him a man of little faith, if you think about it, seems a little bit extreme. And similarly, the flood is referred to as the waters of Noah, as it's brought down. As though he, the only one worthy of being saved, were actually to blame for it. So it's very, very strange.
Yeah.
The story of how it leads up. So, but the truth really is, I remember reading in one of the explanations, is that Noah is criticized in the flood story because he was surrounded by wicked people who needed a righteous leader to teach them and inspire them to do goodness.
But Noah was
exactly. Noah was righteous, but he wasn't a leader. He didn't give enough of himself to the generation. You know, being righteous by yourself is a great thing.
I said you have to do things.
Exactly. Just to say things and just to talk is not enough. So Noah entered the ark at 450 float, sealed, zoo, if you want to say, because, you know, the lions roared, the bear growled, the dog barked, the dog quacked. The animals, everything from insects to elephants, were hungry, each with its own diet, feeding time and messy quarters to clean. The ark was as well damp. And Noah prayed to God, deliver me from prison, for my soul is tired of the smell of lions, bears, and panthers. But this time Noah had no choice. The world was in the ark, and he, as the captain, had to take care of it. When he was outside, people came complaining, you're the righteous man. He says, well, okay, what do you want me to do? He had to feed the animals, he cared for them, he cleaned their stalls, and our sages say that he gave himself until he was coughing blood. He gave of himself until there was nothing left to give.
Yeah.
Who was the last person that got fed food with him? So when he was pushed to do it, he was a leader. He had no choice. So sometimes all faith means is the realization that God wants us to give of ourselves to others. For the world is built on kindness, if we think about it. So thanks to Noah's kindness, there was a spirit of kindness in the ark. Where after a long day, the lion did in fact, you know, lie next to the lamb, as it's brought down in Kabbalah. So the ark taught Noah faith. The faith that that's all in us. And we're all in the same boat. Sometimes, you and I are in the same boat. But there are sometimes that someone has to get up, lead, and try and direct people in the right way. Not to just say, oh, we need to do this, we need to repent, we need to do this. Be the shining example. Help those people. That's what Noah realized only after when the flood came. So we have to remember when it's before it's too late. Not to remember, oh, after the flood comes, oh, how am I going to, help myself, not only help myself, but help other people as well. And that's a very, very important lesson that we can learn from the story of Noah and how we can internalize that in our life. Just talking is not enough. Being a leader and helping other people, even if you're not a leader, but being generous and helping other people, giving over to yourself, is what's very important. And that's what true faith is.
Do things. Change.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So it's great to start Bereshit. Actually, it's not the first. Parsha, right? It's the second one.
Correct. Yeah. Because the way that Simchat Torah fell out this year is that we didn't really have that much time. You know, we had the Friday and Saturday. We had the 2 days of Bereshit.
Because
it fell straight into. So we had very little time, but. We do what we have to do.
That's what we do. So, Rabbi, are there any events in the community or in your shahr?
We are now, starting to work on Hanukkah.
Yeah.
And we're trying to brainstorm. Obviously, we're going to do big Hanukkah menorah lighting in the mall again this year as an annual tradition. And we're actually working now trying to brainstorm. Hopefully, we'll know soon what the idea for the menorah will be for this coming year, how we can give back to the community and get the whole everyone involved. So I hope by next week when we talk again, I can have a little bit more info on what we're going to be doing.
That's great. And we need people to do. like that's in Persia.
Exactly. So
that's good. And the services at the Shari Shamayim.
This week Friday evening is at 6:15, and Shabbat morning is at 9:30, followed by a kiddush, and then we have Sunday morning at 8:15, followed by breakfast, and Monday and Thursday are community minions at the Paris House. So anyone that wants to come and daven and pray with the minyan is welcome.
Okay. So I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too, thank you. And it's very good to be back on the air after, you know, the holidays missing here and there.
Yeah. Back to business.
That's right.
So thank you again, and God willing, we'll talk next week.
Yeah, be well. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.